Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 conference call of Finolex Chemicals Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Aarti Jhunjhunwala from Finolex for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon, everyone. Let me start by extending a warm welcome to everyone who has joined us today on the call. It is always a pleasure to connect with our investors, analysts, and stakeholders. We deeply appreciate your time and continued trust in Finolex Chemicals Limited. Before delving into the operational performance, I would like to give a brief overview of the company. Let me begin by reiterating our core philosophy. Finolex has always been more than just a specialty chemicals company with innovation, customer centricity, and sustainability at the heart of everything we do while remaining cost-effective. We are a single-stop solution provider across various lines of businesses, including textile chemicals, FMCG, cleaning and hygiene, oil and gas, and water treatment. Our expertise in these areas, combined with our deep customer relationships, allows us to deliver high-quality and tailor-made solutions that meet the evolving needs of the industries worldwide. With a strong manufacturing base and a global footprint, we are well-positioned to capitalize on future high-growth opportunities. Coming on to our operational performance, textile chemical segment remains stable with sustained demand across key geographies. We added 25 new customers during fourth quarter and a testament to our expanding reach and trusted performance. We also developed 15 new products, reinforcing our focus on innovation and our ability to respond swiftly to evolving customer requirements. While the FMCG, cleaning and hygiene segment witnessed a temporary softness in volumes, the underlying demand fundamentals remain intact, and we anticipate a pickup in the coming quarters. Our new business lines, water treatment and oil and gas, delivered strong performance with a substantial increase in both volumes and value contributions backed by a robust and growing order pipeline. Further, we are undertaking focused capital expenditure and brand-building initiatives. These investments are aimed at enhanced production capabilities, strengthening our market presence, and accelerating customer acquisition in these fast-growing business segments. These business lines are expected to play an increasingly significant role in our revenue mix in the coming years. In water treatment, the demand is driven by industrial expansion, environmental regulations, and ZLD, which is zero liquid discharge mandates, increasing the need for biodegradable polymers, anti-scalants, coagulants, and metal chelating agents. The oil and gas sector is benefiting from increased upstream activity and refinery expansion, driving demand for de-emulsifiers, corrosion inhibitors, and stimulation chemicals, with a growing shift towards eco-friendly and water-based formulation. This diversification strengthens our overall business and allows us to capture emerging opportunities in high-demand industries. A testament to our innovation and sustainability drive is the launch of our new product, AquaStrike Premium, a next-generation biotechnology-based mosquito control solution. This is non-toxic and eco-friendly, not only disrupts the mosquito life cycle more efficiently than conventional methods, but also contributes to water preservation. AquaStrike Premium presents a strong market opportunity, driving impactful innovations in the global chemical industry. Driven by the launch of innovative products through cutting-edge R&D capabilities, while remaining and maintaining a sharp focus on sustainability, we have developed 30 new products during the quarter, increasing our product offerings. I would now request Arindam ji to take us through our key developments.
Thank you, Aarti ji. Very good evening. It has been an eventful year for us, marked with several important milestones in our journey. The year witnessed growth in new business areas in the line with our diversification strategy. We expanded in water treatment chemicals, as explained by RTG, obviously with oil and gas, to capitalize on the tremendous growth opportunity in these areas. We aim to leverage our expertise in these avenues and are already seeing an increase in pipeline orders across the domestic as well as export market. During this year, we developed AquaStrike Premium, which is our biotechnology-based mosquito control solution, formulated using a particular chemical called azathioprine. This product has already received government approval. This product gives us inroads into the public health domain. Being an eco-friendly, plant-based biocide, we expect AquaStrike to open new opportunities in both institutional and public health markets, particularly in the tropical and developing regions. Speaking about our greenfield expansion initiative, we are happy to report that it is progressing well and we aim to commence operation by quarter 2 financial year 2026. This new facility will add 15,000 metric ton per annum of capacity, taking our total installed capacity 120,000 metric ton per annum, designed with state-of-the-art manufacturing technology and strong focus on environmental sustainability. The plant will enhance our ability to meet rising global demand while adhering to the highest ESG standards. Touching upon our industry scenario, the recently approved free trade agreement between India and the UK is expected to benefit Indian chemical exporters like us by improving market access, reducing tariffs, and obviously enhancing supply chain efficiencies. This agreement positions Phenotex to strengthen its presence in the UK and broader European market, especially in textile and specialty chemicals. Moreover, it is heartening when our products garner recognition in the global industry. For instance, we received the NABL accreditation for the third consecutive year. Our cleaning and hygiene range got the Green Pro certification. We also got the NSF 49 certification from US, which is a certification and inspection limited UK, and own EcoVadis commitment badge for proactive sustainability performance. This reflects our cognizance toward our environmental impact. Last but not the least, our company owned the Great Place to Work certification for a fourth consecutive year, which is itself a great achievement. So with this, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Sanjay Tibrewala, who will take us through the financial performance of our company. Thank you. Over to you, Sanjay.
Thank you, Arindamji. Good afternoon, everyone. Talking about our financial performance for the full year 25, our total income remains flattish at 558 crores year on year. The gross profit for the year is 205 crores with margins being stable at 38.57%, the gross margin. The EBITDA for the full year stood at 127 crores, while the EBITDA margin softened by 222 basis points to 23.85%. This was led by CapEx and brand building initiatives taken by the company for future growth and the new business verticals and the product lines that the company is developing, especially for the oil and gas, for the water treatment, and also for the mosquito life cycle controller. The PAT has been reported as 109 crores, vis-a-vis 121 crores in the previous corresponding year. The PAT margin stood at 20.48%. The cash balance and equivalent cash equivalents for the year is reported at 52 crores. This is after the cash deployment, CapEx deployment in the new facility and the new corporate office located in Andheri and the new plant which is upcoming, for which already deployment has been taken. The share of exports in the total income comes at 22% during the quarter. Moving to our financial ratios, the ROC for the year stood at 23.56%, while the ROE was 18.32%. Due to the fundraise activity during the financial year 25, our return ratios has been moderately temporarily reflecting the higher capital base. We generated positive operating cash flows of 69.33 crores with a healthy CFO to EBITDA ratio of 54.50%, underscoring once again a strong operational efficiency and prudent working capital management. The company has a healthy order book reflecting its underlying business performance and customer trust. However, certain deliveries were postponed during the quarter four financial year 25 due to certain geopolitical tensions in Bangladesh and other places and the trade-related disruptions. These deferred orders are expected to be fulfilled in the current financial year. With the current improving global trade environment and the new policies which have been coming up and easing of the political conditions, Finotex is well positioned to capitalize on these backlogs, which are likely to act as a strong tailwind in the upcoming quarters. Our long-term growth strategy remains focused on developing our core business while diversifying into new product segments and verticals. As Arindamji has already mentioned, the upcoming plant is set to be operational in quarter 2 financial year 26. It's going to further bolster our manufacturing capability. Innovation is in our DNA, and new solutions like AquaStrike Premium demonstrates our commitment to new product development and global market expansion while keeping sustainability in mind. Our disciplined financial management positions us to capitalize on any opportunities, both organic and inorganic, including strategic investments in R&D, market expansion, and potential acquisitions that align with our long-term vision. Furthermore, our continued focus on operational excellence and customer-centric solutions should allow us to unblock new revenue streams and expand our footprint across key and emerging markets. With a clear roadmap, a strong order pipeline, and ongoing diversification into high-potential sectors, we are confident in delivering value to stakeholders and achieving our ambitious annual growth targets. We have entered a new fiscal financial year on a very optimistic note. With that, I now open the floor for questions. Over to you, Ryan.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Suraj Kaitan from SKP Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the offer.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, please. Mr. Kaitan, go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I want to know two things. EBITDA margins for this quarter was low. What is the reason behind it and what is the guidance for the upcoming financial year?
Okay. So as you have mentioned, I would like to also touch on the gross margins, which has been pretty intact and in line with the delivering of the last 5 years as well. The EBITDA margins, as I also mentioned in the opening remarks, there has been a lot of sales promotional expenses being done by the company and which has already been going very positive. A lot of exhibitions, a lot of new product developments, a lot of promotional activities which are all going, and that has also led to lower EBITDA margins for the quarter. However, as already mentioned, our EBITDA margins for the entire year is 24% as such. So going forward, we are quite confident with the new initiatives and the attention and the brand building exercise which the company has done in the new product segment. We are looking for strong concrete growth going forward. And we are quite confident that, we will be having similar kind of performances as we have done in the last 4-5 years in the EBITDA numbers, EBITDA percentages.
Sir, the new product that we are launching, what is the target market size for this segment?
See, there are a lot many, there is ongoing activities in the textile segment and there is a lot of things going on routinely on those lines. The new product segment which I'm referring mainly is the oil and gas and the water treatment. Now, the oil and gas, I mean, as we are also seeing a great geopolitical changes happening around, so the biggest market for this is the Middle East and the U.S. markets, and most of these companies operating from U.S. has diverted their supply chain to India or are on the way of diverting it from to India right now. With the same focus and the kind of product lines we have and the kind of executions we have been doing now, we have been participating in OTC in Houston, in ADIPEC, in WETEX in Dubai. In the last 3 months, our team has been visiting most of the countries, and I'm also personally taking care of this new, exciting opportunities which has come on our way. There's a lot of order booking which has happened on this line, and we are very positive that this business will be also shaping up and showing and becoming one of our very important segments going forward.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Khaitan.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kautuk Yemde from Axanoun Investment. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. And I have a couple of questions from my side. I wanted to know why there was a softening of the FMCG vertical of the business. Can you please elaborate on the same?
So to the best of our question and knowledge, am I audible?
Yes, sir, please go.
Hello? Yes. So as for what we have understood perfectly.
Sir, just give me a moment. Gautam, if you can please unmute your line.
Ryan, can you mute Gautam itself?
Sure, sir.
That's better. Thank you. So I'll answer his question, which I heard. He asked about the drop in the hygiene and this thing. So as such, there has been quite a price rise in the detergent raw material prices in FMCG sectors. It was already from November, December. You know, the chemical prices have gone up. And then what happens generally when these things do happen, there has always been a flexible in the demand and such situations where the performance boosters and the products and the sustainable solutions which we offer for such FMCG players, their consumption decreases because in turn they also have softening in their demand. So as such, we have not lost any customer for sure. And this kind of demand is also because cheaper products were launched. There has been a change in the product mix. At the same time, there is a lot of new products being launched. There is a change in the market requirements from powders to liquids. And any such changes takes time and the transition time for the things to settle around. So I think I would rather say this quarter has been more of a transitional quarter where the things are shaping up. And already we have got, super, exciting opportunities for the new product launch and the new product mix which the customers have launched. And we are very confident that going forward, we should be seeing better numbers always.
Okay, thank you. And what are the investments that we're seeing in the books? So the investments have actually tripled from last year. So can you throw some light on that?
As you would also be knowing that we have already, had a fundraise and thereafter we have invested in the new plant which is being set up. And so we have almost gone for a fundraise of 342 crores, out of which the promoter has contributed 44 crores actually. And some of it has to be paid upon the 18 months of the warrants as such when the time comes in. So this is a kind of investment and there is a lot of capital in work progress also going around. So maybe by September, you will find more clarity on what all things have been installed because we are hoping that before September, we will be initiating our plant in Ambernath. This plant is also very close to our existing plant, Ambernath 1, which we started 3 years back, where we are already producing more than 61,000 tons. So this will be another one which is being done right now.
Okay, fair enough. And the last question is regarding the future outlook. So do you see things bottomed out in this quarter or do you further expect a quarter or two to be quite muted?
See, I can give you all the, our view and our opinions I can share with you. So as you see in the last 5 years, the company has performed average 50% CAGR in the PAT and also performed almost, you know, the EBITDA numbers has also been 32% EBITDA in the last 5 years, CAGR level. So obviously there is always a point where the company has now invested a lot. There is, if you see also, there is a lot amount of depreciation which has come into play now. At the same time, a lot of promotional activities, a lot of promotional sales, more team members, top senior people have joined us from, you know, different industries and product segments, which things are moving rapidly. I would say this is the inflection point probably. Also, I can say so because in textiles, we are hoping a great revival for as far as the Indian markets are concerned, especially from the coming months, you know, from June onwards. That one, the detergent markets are going to get normalized because the prices of the crude oil has softened, so the chemical prices will eventually get softened. So more special ink boosters will be added in the detergents. At the same time, our order books for water treatment and oil and gas is, we are quite enthusiastic and excited with this kind of opportunities which we have got right now. So I think I'm quite confident that, you know, the going forward years will be something which we have done in the last 3-4 years as well. Looking at our opportunities we have and also the industrial direction.
Thank you for taking my questions. I'll move back to the team.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ajay Kumar from Kusum Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Yes, Mr. Ajay.
Yes, sir. Sir, my question is on the new product, Aquastrik Premium. Is it WHO approval done or not? Done, sir?
So what we could do, we have taken the Central Insecticide Board approval, which is under the, you know, from the ministry. At the same time, we have invested and we have, you know, got the approval from Hafkin Institute, and a detailed report has come to us on that. Already this has been offered to the National Vector Borne also, and the Technical Administrative Committee, TAC, which we call it, is also considering that part as well. So the reports have come extremely exciting, and we have got great results, and we are seeing a mortality rate of, you know, 100% in the use of 2 to 3 hours, which is quite phenomenal actually. So I can just, in a short while, I can only express to you these updates that this is where it is today. And yeah, that's the way it is.
There any new order from, sir, any orders from Indian board, sir, like it's summer season, like from trial order from Bombay, Delhi, some southern state, like now is the peak of the product use.
So what we have done now, we have just got the Hafkin's reports, which is just 1 month old, and we have already submitted to several state governments. There is a quite of interest coming up, but due to the, you know, the political situation which happened in the last 2 weeks back, the focus by most of the states and the central was not on this at the moment. However, it looks like now things have settled down and things are getting back to track, and there will be a faster, you know, approaches on this line.
Okay, look, this, at present there is no order from this product, no?
No. As such, this product has already been sold in Singapore and Vietnam, as they have told you in the past also, but
yeah,
it is going from the Malaysia. India has a procedure, it has systems, there are a lot of government machineries and authorities and approvals, etc. So these things, always we need to pass on the protocols, and as and when we pass it on, we'll be keeping on updating the investors by the stock exchange medium also.
So my second question is, sir, in this quarter, the PAT is down approximately to 20 crores from 27 crores from last quarter. Sir, I have just seen that goods purchased and inventory loss is there.
I'll tell you the answer. I think this is your third question, but I'll still answer it. So the first thing is, as such, there has been intact, the gross margins have been totally intact, number one. Almost intact, let's say. It's a minor drop of 1.5% or 1%, something like that, number one. As we have also mentioned, there has been a lot of investment done by the company for sales promotion, team adding, etc., etc., which I have already repeated twice today. At the same time, there has been an increase in the depreciation, as you can consider that part also. So these things, if you can go through that, you will find that, you know, this is the situation where it is. And nevertheless, we are very hopeful that we are going to, these investments are going to see the results in the coming times.
That's okay, sir. But I have seen that the inventory loss is also there, sir.
So, yeah. So that is also would be a point, but the major points which I have already directed you and all the participants. And I think if you have some more queries, I think you can also meet our investment relations and our team as well. Or maybe, you know, Ryan can also join you again in the queue because, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we request you to restrict to one question per participant and rejoin the question queue. The next question comes from the line of Bhavin Soni from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
So just if you can help me for FY25 revenue breakup within textile and FMCG and volume growth or degrowth, if any.
So, I mean, you require the revenue breakups, right? So you can say
yes,
now,
sir.
If you, yeah, so basically the, you can, almost like 70% of the revenues is textile specialties for the entire year.
Okay.
73% at the moment for this year. And in terms of volume, if you consider from the last year, there has been a drop of almost 10% in the volume. But as such, you know, there are always changes in the product mix also, you know, because we have 1500 SKUs. There are times when the product, you know, we, let's assume like, you know, when the cotton prices move here and there, there has been shift and PVCs are launched, that is the polyester synthetic ones. Then the chemicals have to change again. Some prices of the products are not the same. So we have more than 1500 SKUs. But still, to answer your number, this was the number which I shared with you.
Okay. And the 10% volume degrowth was overall basis or for textiles?
No, actually, thanks for mentioning that point. As such, the textile has not gone down. The textile has in fact gone up by 15% in terms of volume. And the revenue of the same has gone up by almost 10%. The gap has been coming up in the health and hygiene, the cleaning sector, where the and that has brought down the overall, you know, the overall performance in terms of volume and the numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We take the next question from the line of Devendra Kumar from Devendra Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Devendra.
Mr. Devendra, please.
Yes. Sir, my question is on the front of FMCG sector, sir. The one order of 150 crores you got, I think, 3 years back. No such query or any update, like big players are, you said, querying about your product. No product, no order till 4 years.
I got your point. I could understand your question. So if you see, we have already got it. We have already executed it. It's still going on. This was not 1 year. I think you are talking about at least 2023 or 22 December. Anyhow,
21.
Okay, 21, still better. So it's already 4 years old now, and this is what we have performed. And as you know, any order from any company is always subject to the market conditions and things. And if there are some changes in the market's external scenarios, we all have to adhere to that and respect it. And always, there are certain orders which do get postponed. Not only for that industry, even for textile industry. Right now also, as you know, due to the tariffs and all, lot many orders from Chinese to USA, I mean, Americans have been stopped. Similar for some of the Indian textiles also. So this is part of it. There is no company, you know, which can modify their, you know, get into those things. And we all what we can do is we do the things what is best for the company and in the interest of the stakeholders. So that's been done perfectly as long as it's in our control.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the interest of time and fairness to others, please restrict to one question per participant. We take the next question from the line of Ganesh Nagarshekar from Bharat Bet Research. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So my question is regarding the FMCG part of our business. So in Q4, what was, if you could quantify the volume decrease that we've had, and this part of the business has been struggling for a couple of quarters now. even as some of our other listed competitors are seeing an improvement in this segment. So, I mean, the management would have thought about this as well. So, where do you think we are kind of doing wrong in terms of execution? And going forward into the next year, where can we see incremental improvement in the FMCG part of the business?
See, I'll tell you what. We are producing sustainable solutions and performance booster products which help their performance to go up. So, that is one. What happens is when the overall industry is not faring well due to price reasons or due to competitiveness, as you know, Hindustan Levers, P&G all had its all, certain markets and the, you know, there was a lot of issues in the market, in the pricing, this and that. What happens, people get in, change the product mix to lower category of product mixes so that it fits the pocket size of the customers and the consumers. So those times, people don't get into too much of specialty performance boosters or sustainability is on the second level. It's something like that. It's, I don't know what analogy I can give you. When there is a shortage of, so basically I can say that we are producing the paneers and the cheese of the products, and when the markets are not good, people don't have the cheese and the paneer, they have more of the idlis and the dosas. So that is something which I would like to give you an analogy. Those products which we are doing are sustainable solution providing and performance boosters. But when the pricing of the consumers, there is a restriction on that in terms of the, you know, the demands and the kind of disposable incomes and things like that, that time a lot of economical products move by the consumers and FMCG companies. And hence, this is the way, this is not happening first time, by the way. This happens, it's always the way it is. It happens once in, always in 7-8 quarters. If you see, even in 22 January, we had 21 or something, we had similar kind of quarter where everything had gone down in this field. So this is what I would say. We are not supplying the basic chemical of it. We are supplying the high-end, high EBITDA margins, solution providing sustainable solutions for the consumers. So this is a place where it's not the bread and butter kind of things. It's something more on it. So we are hoping that, and already things are getting better than before. So that's the way we are.
And in terms of the volume decrease for the FMCG segment in this quarter, what would that be?
So actually, you know what? The FMCG segment, what we are mentioning is there are two sub-verticals we have. One is the products which we have our own FDA pharma certifications where institutions are using our product lines. We are working with big brands already. So that has not been much affected actually. The major effect which we got is, let's say, then we are supplying our products to detergent and FMCG companies. So that has affected mainly. So if you say from that angle, there has been a drop of almost, I can say, 18% from, but these things do happen sometimes. So this is something on that line also.
Understood. And in FY26, other than the market improvement scenario, anything proactively that we're doing for the FMCG segment?
Well, there are a lot more, geographically we have expanded, lot many customers have came in, more sustainable solutions have been made. Things are getting better. Lot of new inquiries and new products we have started for the new product mix also. So right now there is a lot of new demands for the liquid detergent. Also, if you are watching the performance of P&G and all, mainly their liquids are picking up because powders and bars have become little old-fashioned, I can say. And so already a lot of our customers are shifting to liquids. Like I said, transition takes time. Everything takes a quarter or two to change over, get the product inside, get it, you know, the market has to understand it and accept it. So we are in that, that stage.
Understood. And we were pitching to some of the MNC clients for the FMCG businesses as well, right? So any progress on that front or is that still in the works?
Everything is under progress. I would not like to divulge too much of the exact updates here. But so everything is going on as we are expecting it to be.
Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Rohit Hori from Progressive Shares. Please go ahead.
Hi team, couple of questions. The first one, we know that there are certain clients, customers who are trying to revamp their portfolios. By when do you think that this exercise will be completed from their end?
it's an ongoing exercise. But that is not the only thing. I mean, apart from that, we are already getting more stronger in the existing product range and getting more consumers as well. But I think, you know, by the coming month, or let's say another month or so, everything should be getting back to normalcy where it was.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have some.
I'm referring about only the FMCG industry. Rest all is going fine.
Yes.
Like I mentioned now,
yes.
Textile is already booming for us. By the way, it's not exactly for everyone right now due to these changes. But yes, again, the future for textiles from June is looking one of the most optimistic sector as far as we can understand it.
Mm-hmm. That's encouraging. But is it possible to share the value of orders which must have gotten deferred from quarter four to quarter one? Is it possible to quantify that?
It is tough to right now find that answer
okay.
for you, but we can connect again,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Rohit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You and your team, they have been investing quite a lot in the exhibitions, and you all have seen quite a lot in the Chem Expos. While you have also added 25 new customers, is it possible to give a breakup of which are the segments where these customers are added in?
Right now, we have our business heads and everyone are doing the best they can. We have got interesting
mm-hmm.
orders and tie-ups with the biggest oil and gas companies of the world. These companies, each of them, are above $20 billion businesses globally.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot name those names, but I can just tell you some thought processes which is going on the back end, that some of these companies are, let's say they are buying, or like example, one of them is buying, let's say, $150 million of chemicals from India. And they have been mandated by the headquarters USA to divert the Chinese procurement by $500 million and it should be procured from India. So,
mm-hmm.
so you know, and there is a big supply gap happening. We are drenched with inquiries. We are drenched with, these. In the oil and gas, there is something amazing happening. It's something which we were not anticipating. And
mm-hmm.
we are increasing our manpower, our exposures. Last week also, all of us were in the Middle East, and the month before, I mean, we were participating in the Oman show, and exciting orders and contracts have been achieved there. I would not be able to divulge numbers and other things on these calls, but yeah. So we are very opportunistic and excited about these opportunities. I think this is just to give an idea to you what we are talking about
mm-hmm.
so, and where the industry is going, yeah.
Because Aarti also mentioned quite a lot about oil and gas, and she mentioned about these upstream activities, which we can also read in the newspapers with ONGC, Reliance, Gain India, and Saudi Aramco doing quite a lot of things. Anything, any idea as to what sort of numbers that we can
have? Mr. Rohit, we have already signed certain NDAs with these giant companies, and we are already supporting them. And yes, rightly said, we also exhibited in Russia and FT Gas. That was just 3 weeks back. So, and so one team was in Middle East, one was in Russia, one in, so every month we have international trips and a lot of things action going on. And with Russia, I can say India is the only country which has the maximum potential to suffice to Russian requirements. The Russian market itself needs chemicals of 70,000 crores in the oil and gas sector. And and it's equivalent to many Middle East countries. So, and also, as you know, due to the geopolitical situation, U.S. companies are not allowed to do business with Russia, even UAE and others. And India has the best chance to have great relations with the U.S. as well as Russia. So I think in the oil and gas sector, Indian companies are poised to do much better than before. And also, if you see companies like Dow Chemical and other names, they have been progressing rapidly on that. We also hear a lot of some acquisitions happening in the oil and gas sector. Indian companies are also, looking at more opportunities. And yeah, so, and also the cost economies in India is much better. So it's the European chemicals in oil and gas is also been, not only oil and gas, I would say even the European textile chemical companies or the European oil and gas chemical companies are already facing a problem and competition from Indian companies like us. So I think this is going to continue.
Mm-hmm. Sanjay, Ryan, one last question from my side.
Yeah.
with these warrant conversions or without the warrant conversions, which can probably lead to some increase in the shares outstanding in the market, do you think you will be able to sustain maybe 22-23% kind of growth in the earnings per share from 26 to 28? Is it possible?
Well, there is, like I said, so there has been a lot of organic expansion going on. Also, we are looking at inorganic opportunities day in, day out. I am quite, hopeful that, with the kind of opportunities we have now, I think we should be at least continuing the trend of the last 5 years, which we have done. Of course, okay. There have to be certain quarters or overs or whatever in which we everything cannot be having the same pattern of, this way, because there are, so that is all I can say today.
Mm. Okay, Sanjay, thank you for answering my question. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Roy.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Rusha from RBSA Investment Manager. Please go ahead.
Just to carry forward from the optimism you shared in the oil and gas segment, I believe this could be as big as the textile segment if all things go in our favor. So, should we not be announcing significant capacity already? Since you're saying that you may expect significant orders, so when can you expect some significant capex in this segment from your side?
See, our capacities are fungible, and we are already vendors to ONGC from 2008, by the way. Although we were not too active in that sector, because in India, oil and gas business is not great. I mean, historically, if you talk about, not great, what I mean is comparatively. If you talk about ADNOC, if you talk about PD Oman or Aramco's or KOC's, now KOC is doing 250,000 barrels a day, and they are expecting in the next 18 months or 2 years, they are going to do 4 lakh barrels, which is a jump of 50% almost, let's say, or little more. But, and they are worried that who's going to supply, how is the supply trend going to happen, etc., etc. So what has happened is we are not exactly too much focused on oil and gas in India, because Jihape, as you know, it's more having its, government-owned companies are here, more or less, but still we have been there. So these products, what we are doing, like polymerization, esterification, sulfonation, phosphonation, these are, for all the industries, it is a fungible capacity. So in the same product, in the same machinery setup, we can make these kind of products. And so we don't need a separate investment for oil and gas. However, having said that, there can be some requirements specific for product lines, because some products are like in powder forms or this and that, where we will need a 20-30 crores of investment. So as we have also mentioned, that we have a cash balance of 355 crores odd at the moment. Apart, which this is after the investment of almost 110 or 115 crores, which we have already done in the last financial year, or on a little more than that, let's say in the last 15 months. So I think we have enough of internal accruals and also generating good cash. So I don't think we have to worry on the cost of the expansion on that line for production capacities in future.
What is the capacity utilization, can you share, for
FY25? FY25, it is around 59% or so. Yeah, around 60%, you can say, round off.
And this, whatever FTS, no.
Actually, I think, if we have to, we have to get back in the queue, because there are some more questions which are coming up. Yeah, please. Thank you for that. Yeah.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anirudh Daga from AV Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Sanjay sir, any updates regarding the acquisition plans that we have?
So, yeah, Mr. Anirudh, like we have been mentioning, any kind of such substantial material facts which comes up, it will be shared with all as per the protocol on the stock exchange. Right now, yes, we have been negotiating. There have been negotiations, and a lot of changes have also happened in the last 4-5 months. So we also have to be very careful with whatever action plan we do. And so things are on.
Okay. And sir, regarding the conversion of the balance money that is going to come in, say, by November or September or whatever, Are we confident of getting the balance 75% into the company? Because to be fair, the stock price and the conversion at 387 is very, very low.
So then the point is that it is of November, there is 6 months to go, number one. Number two, the company has enough of cash which can be utilized for any inorganic opportunities or organic opportunities. Organically, like I said, we have already invested 115 crores by now, and right now we have 355 crores of liquid cash and cash equivalents available for the expansion. So even if that doesn't happen, it doesn't affect the working of the company or any opportunity of the company to be missed out, number one. And number two, as you must be knowing, if that 75% doesn't come in, the 25% is retained by the company tax-free and directly added to the reserves.
Right. Thank you, sir.
So in any case, the company is not having any kind of a issue or a worry point right now.
Right. Thank you.
And the promoter has also, the promoter, in fact, myself, invested almost 11 crores and 33 yet to be done in the conversion by November.
I'm assuming the promoter is definitely going to convert the word, right?
I mean, I don't know what to answer to you right now, but yeah, I mean, let's see what happens. I mean, but ours was at 345, not at 385.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much
thank you,
touching up this topic also. Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, with that, we conclude the question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjay Tibrewala for his closing comments.
Thank you, participants. It has been lovely to have this kind of attendance again, more than 100. And I would like to thank all our employees, customers, investors, and stakeholders for your continued support and trust in Finetech. We are totally committed, and we are in the right directions. We are, in fact, more excited than before ever in the future. And we will continue to be committed to create long-term value for all of you. Thank you so much. Have a great evening ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Finetech Chemical Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.